Okay. All right. First of all, we should note that today, being Zos Chanukah, is, as you let the cat out of the bag yesterday, is the second anniversary of Morning Kollel, which began 2 years ago on this very day. And so, unfortunately, Rabbi Levine is not here to note it as a milestone, but we really should. A personal celebration. Okay. So, but it's amazing when you look back on 2 years, and who was it? You were here at the beginning, I think. Yeah, and Dr. Phil, and I guess Arnie, and anyway. But look at how we've grown in the 2 years, grown in numbers, and look how we've grown as individuals, and the amount of that we've absorbed, whether you're here every day or semi-regular or just the Friday regulars. We've really taken in a lot, and it's we owe a lot to Rabbi Levine. There's no question about that. And then again, to the group, because look what happened this year. We went for 6 weeks when Rabbi Levine was out, and we kept it going every day. That's definitely a tribute to the Chevra. Okay, so since today is still Chanukah, so I found these two pieces that are related to Chanukah, but in kind of a nuanced way, and they're not easy. Well, the first one is easier than the second one, and I'm going to need your help to work through these. And you know, and if I end up going real short, then I've asked Shmuel to fill in because he's always ready at a moment's notice. So, all right, but you guys, most of you have stuck with me before, so you know what to expect. So the first piece is by my Rebbe, Reb Shlomo Kralbach, and the second piece is by Reb Moshe Shapiro, which I can tell you that Reb Kralbach's writing style is a lot easier because he writes as he speaks, and he speaks very clearly. But still, there are some phrases and things that we'll need to work through together, so you need to pay attention to the text. And the second one, he doesn't really, Rav Moshe Shapiro, as I explained to you before, he doesn't write, he only speaks, and Talmidim write these things, and they're deep, and they're much more nuanced, and can be a little difficult at times, but I think we can work through them together. Okay, so let's start with Rav Kralbach's piece on this page, Lamed. Esau b'Tanis, it says in the Gemara in Tanis, Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, there was an incident with Rav Chanina ben Dosa, and this is fairly well known, she'nischalfu libito ha'kelim, and she mixed up the kelim, his daughter mixed up the kelim, v'nasna chometz b'ner Shabbos b'mkom shemen, and she put vinegar into the lamp that was for the Shabbos lamp that was supposed to be oil. So she put in vinegar by mistake. It was too late to correct the error. Vinegar does not burn, at least in nature. V'hoysa atzeva, and she was very sad. She tichbeh haner, that the lamp would go out because this stuff doesn't burn. Amar la, Rav Chanina ben Dosa said to her, BT, my daughter, my ichfaslach, what are you worried about? Misha omar la shemen v'yidlok, hu yomar la chometz v'yidlok. He, meaning Hashem, who created oil to be flammable, will make the vinegar flammable as well. And we're talking about a nace here, right? Tana, ha'ya dolek v'holei kol hayom. And in fact, she had already lit it, and it stayed on the entire day. Ad sheheviu mimenu or lahavdola, and it lasted even through havdola 25, if you will. It lasted all the way through until havdola, so which is kind of a big nace, don't you think? Ubechidushay harim lechanukah tama. He's amazed. The rim is amazed by this incident. Why? In respect to Hanukkah. Ma hayo hachidush hagadol shel nes Hanukkah. If look at this incident recorded in the Gemara, and so that compared to it totally dwarfs the Nes of Hanukkah. So Nes of Hanukkah, okay, there was oil. Oil burns naturally. So it burned longer than naturally. But we have a whole holiday. We have an 8-day holiday for this oil, and we have no holiday to celebrate what happened to Rav Chanina ben Dosa. Hare Shagam, Rav Chanina ben Dosa, Hera Nes Kazeh. He was shown a Nes at least as great, if not greater. V'loma Efo Kavu Chag Bishvil Oso Nes Bisman Beis HaMikdash Bisman Beis HaMikdash Hayok Beis HaMikdash Hayok Hayam. So why was it such a Hanukkah such a big deal that they commemorated it by a holiday as compared to what happened with Rav Chanina ben Dosa. V'hosif sham, and he adds there, she'oso davar efshar gam lahakshos al kriyas yamsuf. You can ask the same kasha regarding the kriyas yamsuf, which we also celebrate that seventh day of Pesach. We celebrate, right? We celebrate kriyas yamsuf. I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, we all saw it in the movie, right? That's a big deal. Hanizkar lanes bilapela. We're all affected by that. Our generation, right? There's no escaping it. Hanizkar lanes bilapela. The Kriyas Yom Suf is on record as being an amazing miracle, a phenomenon. V'hinei motzinu etzel Rab Pinchas ben Yair b'Gemara Chulin. But there we also see an incident involving Rav Pinchas ben Yair in the Gemara in Chulin. I'm not sure what Big Ganoi Nahara, I don't know if that's the name of the river, was Ganoi. It looks that way. Chiluk Lei Memech. What happened was, Rav Chanina ben Dosa was on a mitzvah mission, and he had to cross this river to perform this. Huh? I'm sorry. Right. Rav Pinchas ben Yair. So he had to cross the river to perform this mitzvah. So he davened, and the river split, and he was able to cross. So there you have a mini Kriyas Yamsuf. V'hishva k'moshe, and that would make him equal to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was present when the Yamsuf split. Shasin his 600,000. So in other words, again we have a parallel between an individual Rav Chanin, Pinchas ben Yair, again just like in the previous incident, and it's comparable to what happened with Moshe Rabbeinu and Am Yisrael.
Would you say that it's the same thing? You said individual versus public.
We're getting there.
Oh, okay.
We're getting there. But the question is still a valid one. Okay. Ubi Yishuv HaDavor, and to reconcile this, Yesh LaHakdim, we have to introduce by saying, Masha Amru B'Gemora Baba Messiah Pei Zayin, Ad Avraham. Now, this is going to be a long introduction, I can tell you that. Ad Avraham lo haysa zikna. Until Avraham came onto the scene, there was no such thing as aging in appearance, right? This is something we've heard about before. Boy rachme dehave zikna. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachamim. No, you didn't hear that? He was the first one to show his age. Until that time, everybody looked young, and then when the time came, they just dropped dead, and that was the end. But Abraham was the first to, if you will, age gracefully.
So they all had the same physical ability from...
That's why you hear things like Yitzchak was the exact image of Abraham. They looked alike because they didn't age, right? Once they reached a certain maturity. So HaKadosh Baruch had rachamim on him, and he then aged. He looked it. Shenemar, the Abraham Zokein Baal Bayomim. Right? There, so that's the first mention of Zikna. And certainly that was the first of the first sign of physical Zikna. Ubi Yomo, the Gemara in Yomo says on Dav Chav Ches Amud Beis. Yeah. Lamdu me'oso pasuk she'Avraham hayah zaken v'yoshev b'yeshiva. Okay, that's one of those tricky phrases. It doesn't mean, we're going to see, it doesn't really mean he was sitting in yeshiva, although in a sense he was, but that's, I don't think that's the main meaning of this. But the point, as you say, is that we derive from that pasuk that this was the first actual sign of aging. Uba godas hashas, bier hamaral. Fortunately, there's at least one maharal in these pieces, as we would expect. Bier mahamaral es divrehem. He explains as follows: Ki hazokain yesh bo hasechel behachochma, because age brings along with it wisdom, sechel and chochma. Shehare kein amru, because it was said, ein zokain elosh ze shekana chochma. The word zokain itself has the connotation of the expression ze shekana chochma. Okay, that put ze shekana and you get the word zokain, someone who has acquired wisdom. And we know, book learning or not, an older person has life experience and therefore has acquired knowledge through life experience at least, and at best, if he's been learning Torah, then he acquires that Torah knowledge. Kila es ziknuso nechleshu kochos hagufniyim, because right. In other words, there's an inverse relationship here, right? As you get older, your seichel increases, while your physical peak, what, is like something like 28, something like that for a man? I think that's what they say about ball players. That's about right. And then gradually declines. Okay? So there's that. What's that? Yeah, and then everything else declines. Umisgabrim kochos hasichliyim. At that point, I was just plotting an imaginary curve, but you can see that the seichel curve is totally superior and dominant at old age to the physical level. Ulufichoch, ad Abraham, until Abraham came onto the scene, shehayo hador chaser chokma, his generation lacked chokma. We're talking about spiritual chokhmah. They lacked the spirituality. He was the one to bring it into the world. Shelo hayu makirim baram, because that generation did not recognize their creator. V'haya chaser haseichel ba'olam, and therefore seichel, the seichel eloki, as the Maharal would call it, the seichel eloki was lacking, was missing in the world. V'lekach lo haysa zikna, and therefore there was no aging either, because they go together. Age and wisdom go together. No wisdom, no aging. So then Abraham comes onto the scene, initiates the movement, the monotheistic movement and spirituality, and therefore going with it is the signs of zikna. Abal Abraham haya oseh shehaya mikabel ha'olam ma'alas ha'sekel. So since Abraham introduced into the world a mila of Seichel ulekach min Avraham ba'elach. So therefore, from Avraham on, shehaya seichel ba'olam. Now there was seichel in the world. Hayisah noheges zikna ba'olam. So now aging is introduced from then on into the world. Okay. V'od shesamach hakasuv hager v'hazikna biyachad. The Torah links the term ger and zikna together. Dichsiv, as it says in the pasuk, mipnei seva takum v'hadarta pnei zokain. Right? That's the one where respect for elders. That pasuk everybody knows. V'samachlein, right next to it comes v'chi yogur itchem ger. So we see there a linkage, an association between zikna and gerus. Now let's develop this a little further. Gam bitfila kolalu Hagerim im hazikenim. Where? Al atzadikim v'al chizim v'adziknei. I'm called basis rabbi. V'al gerei hadzedek. All right. So we see it's incorporated, linked together in that bracha. Okay. V'Abraham shehaya ger harishon, and since he was the first ger now in the sense of convert, in the sense of the one to discover monotheism. He brought about zikna. Ki hasechel hu ger ba'olam hagashmi. Now we're going to use ger in another sense. The ger as an alien. Because seichel is an alien in a materialistic world. Okay? There's gashmias and there's ruchnias. And in the world of gashmias, ruchnias is the outsider, the foreigner, the stranger. Okay, the kol kach and Avraham, he was the ivri, right? Because he was on one side and the whole world was on the other side, and therefore he is also a stranger, an alien in a materialistic world because he's a spiritually minded person. The kol kach hayogo ver ba'olam gashmius, and the materialism gashmius was so predominant in the world, sha'afbi may zikna, that even in one's old age, lo nistalek hagashmi, the materialistic tendencies were still there, v'lo hayo adam nirezo kain. Notice, okay, this is again reinforcing what we just said about introducing the signs of aging into the world. That prior to spirituality being introduced into the world, the materialism and therefore was predominant, and therefore the signs of aging were not present. But Avraham, hayocha feitz b'siluk hagashmi, Avraham's goal was to lessen that dominance of the gashmi, and therefore al kain hayom mevakesh rachamim. Therefore he prayed to Hashem for mercy. Sheyeh zikna ba'olam. Therefore he wanted aging to be introduced into the world. Ulakach kasiv the Avraham zakein, he being the initiator, he being the cause of it being introduced. Okay.
The first reason was that they didn't have seichel because they had no
reason. They're not.
They were so involved in physical that they didn't know. When you need seichel, you have to sit and think. Stop what you're doing.
All right.
Oh, now I'm running for the food. Now
okay.
I'm running for this.
So there's an inverse relationship. That's what we've been saying. That there is in fact an inverse relationship, but it doesn't mean one is totally has to be excluded out of the other, but in proportion. Okay. So Abraham was working towards introducing it and reducing the preponderance of gashmias in the world. Well, he couldn't do it by himself. He asked Hashem for Rachamim to be merciful to introduce it. No, to introduce aging. He couldn't accomplish that. No, he developed it and then asked that it be linked to that it should show physically. Because that's a decline in the physical self. So
that's the beginning of the next.
Yeah, so the decline of the physical self is a sign that there are inroads made into the physical world. Okay? Lamadu, Shebederek Klal, we know that in general, Ha'olam Hagashmi Misnaged LeSeicha, that materialism is antagonistic to wisdom, to spirituality. Shehu bilti gashmi, which is not physical. Intellect is a non-physical force. Bihud l'seichel ha-Torah. And it's especially it's antagonistic to seichel ha-Torah, which is the highest form of seichel. There is regular seichel and there's seichel ha-Torah. Very different. Aval chokhmas ha-Teva, but the wisdom involved in nature, let's say science or you know that kind of wisdom, secular wisdom we would call it, eino binigud li'olam hagashmi. That doesn't antagonize the materialistic world. We see, oh boy, do we see that secular knowledge does not conflict at all with materialism, and we see. You know, we've seen where that leads. You can have, you know, like Germany, the ultimate in intellectual development, and we see where they went without Seichel HaTorah. Rak Chachmas Kodesh. Only the antagonism is only there for holy wisdom. Zeshamar HaSeichel Ger Bolam HaGashmi. So that's what it means when it says that Seichel, meaning Seichel HaTorah, is an alien in a materialistic world. Val Yedei Avraham Avinu. Yeah.
This whole week we've been learning about Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech is contradictory to what we're saying.
Why?
He had the horses and he had the wives and he had all the gold and he had everything. That's kind of Gashmi. And
but,
we said that he asked for Chachma and God endowed him with the...
with that and more.
So you have to say
he didn't ask for that. He was granted that, but what he asked for, he got. And we... One second. And we have been... Rabbi Levine has been emphasizing that he only wanted all these other trappings as a means of being Makariv of the world, right? And we same thing with Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who was extremely wealthy, but could care less about his wealth. It was because of his position and his interfacing with the Roman Empire that he needed the trappings, but not for his own benefit. Same thing with Shlomo. Okay. Okay. Val Yedei Avraham Avinu Naaseh HaSeichel Litoshav. And thanks to Avraham Avinu, Seichel now becomes a resident, a legal resident, no longer an illegal alien, but now legalized in the world. V'chein hu omer Ger V'Soshav Anochi Imochem. He calls himself a ger and a toshav. He's both a stranger and a resident in the world. Lichatchila ger. At first, he was a ger because of his ideas. Of all, mishenispashta Toras Avraham Bolam. But once the Torah, knowledge of Avraham, the knowledge of Hashem of that Avraham had started to proliferate in the world, Naseh Hager Lisoshav. Now that the former alien is now a citizen, a resident. Well, the word Ezrach is a citizen. We'll get to that too. V'Hasechel LeEzrach. And now Seichel has a beachhead, has a beachhead in and a residency in the world that it did not have before. Okay. Right. Umimenu sheinyan hazikna, that this idea of zikna hu lasos miger toshav, it goes along with the idea of turning the ger into a toshav, turning the alien into a resident. Leharos makom laseichel haTorah ba'olam haGashmi, to show that there is a place for Torah seichel in a physical world. Ubesoch libo shel adam gashmi, and a place in the heart of mankind who is physical. Ad shaseichel misgaber al haguf, until reaching the point where the seichel can to have the upper hand over the physical. The haTorah naseh lisoshav, and now the Torah becomes the resident. In other words, becomes an important resident because it's now taken root, and now as it builds, and as it builds, the physical declines, and then the seichel predominates, and that's all symbolized by zikna, as we said. Zos kavanasam, this was their intent. Bi'omron, when they said zokein v'yoshev b'yeshiva, that was the quote that we had before. Now we have to see if we can figure out what he means by that. Let's see. Shehaya mafrish rishus shelifnim mimechitzosav. I think what this phrase means is that it carves out a territory beyond its bounds. Meaning, when you establish a rishus, right, you can. There are ways to create a rishus. We learn, right? Rishus hayochid, for example. So I think that's what this means. Unless somebody has a different understanding of this, that it carves out a reshus for itself. Okay, shekol haTorah hu toshav velo ger. So now that, such that in this reshus, in this territory, in this realm, that Torah is the resident and no longer a ger. V'chach v'chein mashmos yeshiva b'kol makom, and that is the connotation of yeshiva, the term, in every instance. Kamosha darshu mi vayeshev Yaakov. Vayeshev Yaakov, right? Parshas Vayeshev. It says, Shebikesh leshev bishalvo. That's the first Rashi over there. That Yaakov wanted to live in tranquility. So in other words, what he's saying is that yeshiva is related to the sense of Vayeshev in that pasuk, which means Torah has a place where it can reside in tranquility. And okay, that seems to be where he's headed with this. Shebikesh leshev bishalva. Alma, therefore we see what? Stam yeshiva, that the term yeshiva, plain, the term he, bishalva, it means bishalva, in tranquility. Ubikavius, that it has a fixed place in the world. And he says this explanation comes b'shem Avi Mori. Rav Kalbach's father was a great scholar who wrote quite a bit about Tevi'im, and he got this shot in the term yeshiva and vayeshev from his father. That's right.
Hamburg?
The last Rav of Hamburg. Okay. V'hine iskei klal Yisrael misnahagim ba'olam hazeh. And now klal Yisrael, we still have to interact with the world. We have asek, we live in the world, we have to interact with it ba'olam hazeh b'shtei drachim. We interact with the world in two ways. Derech hateva, in the natural order of things, v'derech nes, and in a miraculous way that we deal with. Shehula mala miderech hateva, which is, I hate the word supernatural because that implies some sort of occult things. Yeah, I like the term supranatural, which is above and transcendent to supernatural, because it's been, anyway. Lidugma, for example, kishahochu b'midbar arba'im shana, when Klal Yisrael was in the desert for 40 years, hoysa kol hahan hago imahem b'derech nes, they related to the world completely in a miraculous way. The miracles all the time, every day. Kigom, Hamon, v'habe'er, v'anane ha'kavod, u'kadoma. So we see all of these things acted right every day. Their entire existence was based on nes. Ah, b'derech klal ha'hanha gahi tevi'is. But still, there was also a behavior that was in accord with nature. Ubilashon chachomim, and the terminology used by Chazal, olam kemin hago noheg, the world, the laws of nature operate all the time, right? That's what except for, well, we'll see, except when nes is imposed on the natural order, but generally speaking, the natural order keeps right on going. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused a miracle for the Rav Pinchas ben Yair, Shnechalak lo Genai Nahara, who split the river for him, lo nishtane bozeh han hagas olam, the world kept on going. The whole world didn't just stop. Nature did not change its course. Elo adayin olam kemin hago noheg. Rather, nature kept right on going. Elo, and that's a difference between Kriyas Yamsuf, right? We say that all the waters of the world split. It wasn't localized. It was global. It was a global nes. Kriyas Yamsuf. Waters. It says we are told that rivers, waters, your kitchen sink, everything split. Yeah. Ella shebepina min hakosmos, a phrase Rav Kalbach liked, but in this little corner of the universe, nase nes latzadik, just at this one localized area was there a nais performed, where the laws of nature were suspended and the law of nais operated. La tzaddik, for his sake, ubnei levi yoso, and that's right. Ah, hanais shel kriyas yamsuf shino hagas kol ha'olam kulo l'derech nisi. Whereas, as I said, in a global sense, the kriyas yamsuf turned the whole world into a miraculous event. In other words, it wasn't localized; it was global, and that's the big difference. And that's why we're going to have a, that's why we celebrate the global one and not the localized one. Kol meimos shebaolam nivku, as we said, all the waters in the world split. Ve'al kein tzivso Torah sheshiv as yomim. Therefore, the Torah commands that we celebrate for 7 days. Behem semeli mos olam. They are a parallel to the 7 days of creation, 6 days in Shabbos, which is the natural world. Nochog eschag haPesach. So we celebrate Pesach for 7 days. Sheinyon kedusha saw who shehanes tofas makom hateva, and we celebrate the fact that that an element of Kedusha, in other words, Nais, found a beachhead in the world of nature. Okay? That Nais could be introduced in the natural world. You know, you have people who resist spirituality who say everything is nature. They practically worship nature, right? But we say no, there is a higher order. There's a transcendent power. And that's what this proved, and that's what we celebrate. The halamala miderach hateva, and the transcendent over nature, naaseh teva. And so this becomes, when it's global, then all of a sudden, just like we said, the seichel becomes predominant over the gashmi. Similarly, nais, in that instance, now becomes predominant over teva. Okay? Naset, because now that the transcendent becomes nature, and nature becomes lesser. Ubisoch to kufa nisuyemes, and in a specific time interval, naset hayotze minaklal laklal. The extraordinary is the ordinary. Okay? Ubehashva lisignon shalamaral hanireli, and to reconcile the expression of the Maharal, it seems to me, Hanes hu ger ba'olam hateva. So he's paraphrasing now what the Maharal had said earlier. Nes is a stranger in a world of teva. Elo shelefi sha'ah, but for a moment, nase oso ger litoshav. That stranger became a citizen of all. Eitzel gnai nahara, with regard to the incident of the river, Adayin Gerhu, nevertheless, it still remained a stranger because it was only localized at one shot, and therefore it doesn't predominate in the world. It's just a blip. Okay. Yeah. I suppose. Yeah. But then again, how long do those?
See it directly,
I know, but how long did those things last? You know, they're yesterday's news, and before very long. V'chein hu b'neis shel Rav Chanina ben Dosa, and going back to the neis of Rav Chanina ben Dosa with the vinegar, right? Shagam oso neis hayorak b'pino mina kosmos. That only happened in one little corner of the universe. E, an island. An island of Nais in a world of nature. E b'yam shel tevias, just an island in the sea of nature. Ach yachad im ha'Nais hoyo olam kemin hago noheg. So simultaneously, unlike the global type of Nais, the nature operates simultaneously as the exception of Nais also operated. Okay. They coexisted. Avol, Nes Chanukah, but now the comparison between the individual and the more global, meaning the Nes of Chanukah, and this is finally the linkage to Chanukah that I'm sure you're all looking for. I told you it's nuanced here. And if you think this one is, wait till the next one. Avol, Nes Chanukah, Shinoa Kol Hanhogas Ha'olam L'derech Nes. That changed the entire world into a mode of Nes. Venitzmach mimenu tekufa shel shmonas yomim shebohem sholtos hahanhoga shel limala miderech hateva, and introduced a period of 8 days in which the nes, meaning the phenomenon of a transcendent type, predominated over nature for that interval. The hachidush shel Moed Chanukah, and the innovation of the holiday of Chanukah, who sheshinui hahanhaga, that a change in behavior, in other words, the way things work, eina mikoach gezeras hakozuv, the authority to establish a holiday, this holiday of Chanukah, does not come from Gzeiros HaKosev. It wasn't something found in the Torah. Ella, tiknasam shel anshe knesses hagdolah po'alah kol zos. But rather, it was enacted by a decision of the anshe knesses hagdolah. Vinis kabla al yedei klal Yisrael, and it was accepted by klal Yisrael. Okay, hager nase litoshov. The former alien now becomes a resident, meaning now that the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah had the power, had the authority to initiate a holiday. V'hanes l'hanhogas ha'olam. And Nes was now a part and parcel of the world, coexisting with the natural world. You want to try this footnote? At the bottom here it says Aleph. Okay. U'v'parshas HaChodesh Nisparshu etzlenu she'inyon shel yom shekulo tov, the concept of yom shekulo tov she'yizgaber ha'limala miderech hateva al hateva, is the ultimate triumph of transcendency over nature, shehu bechina shel tov, and that is the idea of tov, she'kishe machria es hara, when it eliminates the ra. Mimenu shekol yom tov hu me'ora sheko, any yom tov is a what? A me'ora, how would you translate that?
An event?
Okay. Shekochos shel tov misgabrim al hara. That, right? Any yom tov demonstrates that. Ad shebesof yomiya hasach hakol shel kol ason hashkaos shel tov mistaref lecheshbon godol shel yom shekulo tov. I'm not sure what he's getting at here. It's talking about the bottom line here. All of those inflows of tov come together and add up to a Yom Shekulo Tov. Yeah.
I understand everything you're saying. How would you
good
fit in Purim?
What?
Purim was Nes, right? We say it is important.
Well, much more a Nes, but a Nes that's disguised as Teva.
Correct.
So as opposed to an open Nes.
How does he fit it in here?
How does he fit what in?
He seems to say you have Nes.
Right.
So where does Purim fit in? Is
Purim, Purim is much more subtle because it's not obvious that there is a nes.
It's a nes nistar. It was a hidden nes.
Sure.
So where would Rabbi Karva fit that in?
Well, it's a different type of yontiv than Chanukah, because the big difference between Golui and nistar, right? It can come. Yeshua can come in two forms. It can come in Gilui, or it can come in Nistar. So it's showing you what the two he would say those are the two forms.
He breaks it out globally, like Kriyas Yom Sof.
Oh, okay, so we can say the same thing about Purim.
So how does Hanukkah first apply globally?
He says because it lasted for 8 days, and
it wasn't a global event.
It wasn't a global event, but it was for us. You're right, but it's the closest parallel you can find.
Maybe you could say that to ask you a question. You could say that the key is the philosophy, which is a global thing.
Okay, fair enough.
There's different levels of Nisa. The law makes it by Moshe in the rush.
There's a level, so in the next second, the Nisa took over Teva. The Teva was interrupted. Was the Teva interrupted?
In the Neros, you could also say, in more of a Purim sense, right? Well, he's not addressing this.
He's not addressing that part.
Not in this. Not here. He's not addressing this. Yeah.
That's always, you always have that concern. You have a military
victory.
It's in the form of a Ness. I mean, that can obviously help
but
you out.
It's not, well, to whom is it obvious? Only to those who are sensitive to that. Right?
I mean, I've heard even the natural, go with the natural
order of things.
Does Ayla mean the terms of the Nets? Does Ayla mean the
Jewish nation?
What's that? What?
Kala Ayla, the Nets, Kala Ayla does not mean, let's say, the pygmies and the Incas. It means to Am Yisrael. That's a global Nets. If it happens to fit because you are individual, that happens to.
To Am Yisrael.
Then that's called the whole world.
Okay. I can live with that. Okay. Still down at the bottom here. Vegam Eitzel Chanukah Amru Bebraisa Lishano Acheres Kivoum Yom Tov Behalel Vehodaah. And the following year, just like we saw with Purim, right? We said the following year they declared it a holiday from then on, right? Shebol Amar Gam Eitzel Chanukah Yesh Bechina Zu. There's also this aspect, this dimension. She Derech Neis Hisgaber Al Derech Hateva Al Kain Nikra Yom Tov, and therefore it's called a Yom Tov. Now that our definition of Yom Tov is one where Neis begins to increase its influence over Teva. And therefore, according to the formulation we just had, saying that accumulations of Neis add up in the final analysis to the Yom Shekulo Tov, so Hanukkah contributes its part to that. Ella, Harabusa Hagidolahi, She'ad Chanukah, until Chanukah came along, Lo Motzinu Yom Tov Ela Mikoach Gezeiras HaKasuv. The only time we ever established a holiday was when the Torah permitted us to. Even Purim, they had to find it was controversial. They had to find sources for it, so they found sources in all of them, in Torah, Nevi'im, and Kesuvim, for justifying establishing Purim. Umushrash. Bikra Demase Bereshis, and it is rooted in Mase Bereshis. It's where it says Vahaya le osos ule moadim, and they should be for signs and moadim and specific occasions. Avol Chanukah takanas hachamim he bekibluhu alayhu, but that was something that they did not. Based on the Torah, but they based it on their own thinking, their own initiative. And that's something I think the next essay will talk about. Ukamo shachar chag haPesach lo chazar haolam lekamo shehoya. And even after Pesach, the world did not return completely to its as it was. Business as usual. Elo kofatz pesia gaso. But it took a giant step. Yeah. likras ha'olam shekulo tov, towards the eventual goal of Yom Shekulo Tov. Kein hi achar neis Chanukah, similarly, after the miracle of Chanukah, shenishtana min ha'olam, that something changed in the world, v'gavro yodo shel hanhagas lamala min ha'teva od pesiyon nosefes, and lamala min ha'teva gained and another step towards Acharis HaYomim. Okay, that's a complicated footnote, but let's listen. You guys know. I'll try to make it stretch a bit. Okay, the Ein Tema. Back to the second paragraph. Im Chalufei Hanhaga Eino Murgashim Bolom Hagashmi, and it's still. It's no wonder that these changes in the way these phenomena occur are not felt in the material world. Shemusagei kodesh ba'olam shelchol, because holy concepts, sacred concepts in a world of chol, of profane, of the world of the profane, which is the opposite of sacred. It's like the neshama which is concealed within the physical body. They aren't felt physically, but they are sensed intellectually. Right? But they are manifested when Hashem, the one who is machazir shkenaso l'tzion, wills it. Baruch Hashem. V'hamashol mi seichel haTorah bo l'lamed v'nimtza li made. And the analogy, nitzah l'lamed. And all right. And the analogy of Seichel HaTorah comes to teach us and remains what? What is that word? All right, let's see. Sha'ad Golus Yovan. Until the what's called Golus Yovan. By the way, it wasn't a Golus. It wasn't a Golus, but it's called that because we were occupied. Right, so being occupied and not having and being under the domination of Yavan is considered as if it's a golus. Hoysa haTorah toshav, the Torah was a citizen in good standing. Eitzel klal Yisrael kisheyoshvu al admasam, when they lived on their own land. Umeoso golus va'elach, and from that golus and onward. He kager ba'olam. The Torah, Seichel HaTorah, is considered a ger in the world of nature and physicality. Val yedei nitzachon hashmonoi ubonov, and by virtue of the victory of the hashmonoim, nishtachrer Seichel HaTorah me geruso. Seichel HaTorah was freed from its alien status. V'naseh od apam, and once again, Litoshov was restored to resident status. Besoch Machane Yisrael, within Klal Yisrael. Vinikba Moed Shel Chanukah Lidoros Olam, and therefore it was enacted forever. Lishachrer Es Seichel HaTorah VeHakedusha Mitoch Matzav Geruso, and to free Seichel HaTorah and holiness from its situation of its status rather of alien. Eitzel Seichel HaTeva VeHatuma, as compared to knowledge, natural knowledge or profane knowledge, the Kisheye Ose Od Hapam LaAdon VeHateva LaEvin, and looking forward to that time when it will once again be the dominant one and Teva to its servant. VeHatara LiIkor VeHateva LiTafel, one is the Ikar, the other being the Tafel. One being the major player and the other being the minor player. HaSeichel LeToshov, and it's again similar ideas, similar analogies. Seichel as the resident, and the Gashmi should become the Geir. V'hinei Yodua, Shehayivanim, v'hamis yavnim mehalalim es ha-na'arus v'ha-bachrus. And we do know that Greek culture and Hellenistic assimilationist culture extolled the virtues of youth, right? We know the physical culture that day is about the Olympics and youthfulness and vigor and well, sports meaning the physical culture of the body. Umivadzim esik es hazikno, and they derided zikno. Vizem itoch devekusam begashmius, and it's because they attached themselves, associated themselves with the material and the physical. Einam yicholim lisbol hazikno, so they could not tolerate aging. Aging was a weakening of the body, a weakening of the physical, and they worshipped the physical. Lefi she'oz misgaber haseichel al haguf, because with age comes seichel predominating over the guf. Aval chachmas hateva einot zrichol lehisgabrus al gashmius. But natural chachma doesn't need to. Overpower gashmius. It can coexist with it, right? As we said earlier, yalkein hisnagdu davka l'seichel shel kodesh. And therefore, the Greek thought didn't have any problem with secular knowledge. It had a problem with kedusha, with Torah. But I saw mapolasam al yedei ziknei Yisrael, and who brought about its downfall? The elders, the Ziknei Yisrael, the wise, the elders, Zeshe Kanu Chachma, those who had acquired Chachma, Amru B'Gemara. Perek B'Meh Madlikin, where Hanukkah is discussed, right? V'Heichon Tzivanu, and how did they command us? L'Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, to light the Hanukkah candles. She'Cholim Livarek Halav Asher Kedshonu B'Mitzvosav B'Tzivanu. Because they used the term earlier, tzivanu, we were commanded. How were we commanded? We were commanded by the Torah. We were commanded by the Chachamim. V'tirtzu, and they replied, and how does that justify v'tzivanu? What, did they add a mitzvah? Sha'al avicha v'yagedcha, ask your father and he will tell you, zikeinecho v'yomru loch, your elders and they will tell you. So there is the linkage to Zikna, Chanukah, and therefore the an asmachta as far as the mitzvah of Chanukah. When we call Huamur, call Aleinu Chovas HaMoed, and therefore it is an incumbent upon us in this season, Lehizaher B'Shosha Dovarim, to be careful of, mindful of. Yeah. Okay. Okay, this is... Okay. Okay. I don't know if this is mentioned in B'Meh Madlikim or not, but it may be Rav Karlbach's contribution here. Because he does innovate in his pieces. Chada, first of all, lekabed zekeneno. So we have, that's one thing. We have to respect our elders. Ela shekanu chachma, those who have acquired Torah knowledge. V'cholila lizalzel bizkenim machmas ziknusam, and don't deride them because of their aging. Adarava, on the contrary, hasechel toshav etzlam. Sechel is surely a prominent resident in them. But the ode, the Romeim Chokmas Kodesh al Chokmas HaTeva. The second lesson is to revere Torah knowledge over secular knowledge. He Chokmas Yivonis, which is represented by Greek thought. V'afilu lefi divrei haMishnah, and even according to what the Mishnah says, Yofe Torah im derech eretz. As it says in Pirkei Avos, im derech eretz. All right, but which one is the main one, and which one is the secondary? Shelo lisa ponim. What does this say? The what? Devarim acherim. Okay. Ella ke'eved etzel adono. But keep in mind that who is the master and who is the servant? Which thought is the master and which thought is the servant? In other words, keeping our priorities straight and our perspective straight. Uchager etzel toshav, as an alien is as compared to a resident. Ve'od lechazek emuna seinu, and in addition, to strengthen our faith, al yedei ha'zkoras ha'nisim v'haniflos, by remembering the nisim that occurred, shekol yom tov l'rabos Chanukah, and every yontif, including Chanukah, mosif al otzar ha'kedusha, adds to our inventory of kedusha, ad she'amale ha'oretz deo es Hashem kamayim layom mechasim, until the entire earth is filled with the knowledge of Hashem, as the ocean as the ocean covers the earth. I'm not saying that.
No, I'm saying not the right.
You just got to know.
He says you just got to know its place.
That's right. Right. Umi sheino margish b'chol shmanasi mechanukah she'en ho'olam kemin ha'go noheg. And anyone who doesn't feel during the Hanukkah season, who doesn't have that sense of the world not being business as usual, ela shahasecha v'anes heim hatoshavim v'chalufehem geirim, but rather that sechel and nes are residents, and in other words, feel that mood, v'chaluf, and their opposites are geirim, heim ikar v'chalufehem tafel, they, meaning Torah and nes, are the ikar, and their opposite numbers are the tafel. Tzarich livdok es libo, he should search his own heart. Ulai nichnas sham shochad me'olam hagashmi, maybe somewhere in your heart you've been bribed by the physical world, enticed.
You should be saying that you should always consider yourself a gift. You should always be challenged, let's say.
Okay, this is saying, I think. Right, and in a sense, it was certainly Torah wisdom will be a ger, always will be a ger in this world, in the larger sense, but not for you individually, not for you individually. what he's speaking of here is to negate the assimilationist tendency. Al Cain. Eino markish es kedushas hazman. So if you're so into the gashmi, then you lose that feeling of what this season is. Biyitachein shemitam ze lo tiknu se'udol haChanukah. And this would seem to be the reason why there's no formal se'uda that's required like there is for Purim.
Not a mitzvah.
Not that form of mitzvah. Even though there's... Right. I mean, it's nice, but it's not a requirement. Shema lo yichavein l'shem mitzvah, because maybe you won't. Maybe this suda would be seen as a physical enjoyment, and therefore not appropriate for the season, not part of that mitzvah. V'nimsa mishuchad migashmius ha'achila, and you would be bribed, so to speak, by the physicality of eating a suda, of all ha'aruch shulchan ha'orech, excuse me, shulchano, but someone who sets his table mitoch shiros v'sish b'chos with song and praises v'divrei Torah nechshav lo l'sudas mitzvah, that can qualify for Hanukkah as a sudas mitzvah. Wouldn't qualify for Purim if you didn't have the actual food, but by Hanukkah you would. Kimuvah b'shem ha'maharshal gam Neiros Chanukah asurim b'hanoah, and also the Neiros are forbidden to have benefit from lefi she'oram ba me'olam shehu lamala miderech hateva, because the light comes from, you know, the Neis and the light come from a world above Teva, olam bilti gashmi, a non-material world, v'lav lehanos nitnu, and they were not given for us to benefit in the physical sense. Kedei lahodos l'shimcha v'al nisecha v'al yeshua secha v'al niflo secha. Okay. Wow. Okay. Want to take a break for a minute, or you want to go right into the next one? Okay.
Unless you want to take.
Okay. Well, let's continue. This one, as I promise you, will be more difficult. As I said, Rav Moshe Shapiro, one of the great Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael, he gives weekly lectures that are very, very popular. Although generally Maharal is a centerpiece, because as I've told you before, he's considered the world expert on the Maharal. But it's not so much visible here. And in a certain sense, it'll touch on things we've just learned, but in a more subtle way. Okay. Let's start. Lefi masha nispa er, yesh lehisponein od bidavar nifla. There's something wondrous to look into here. Dehine etzel hanaviim lo matzino shum machlokas b'Torah bein halom dim. We don't find among the neviim any hint of machlokas on anything. B'chol divrei Torah sam muchra'im heim etzlenu, and everything, all their Torah is stated with. Out any machlokas, everybody is on the same page. V'hainu mishum shekol hadivrei Torah shalohem birurim hayu mitzad atzmam, because they were perfectly clear in their understandings of Torah. Because remember, in the era of the Nevi'im, that's how, and that's what we're going to get into in the transmission of Torah. How does Pirkei Avos begin, right? Moshe kibel Torah miSinai and was sorry the Shul and Shul. Lizakenu and Linda Vim.
They're all on the same level.
So they're all right because, and we'll see how this develops. But in terms of communication, in terms of transmission, you know, there's a sender and there's a receiver, and if there's no interference and the on the line and the sender knows what he's saying because it's. Now, the sender is Nebuah. It's directly from Hashem. It's unambiguous as to what it is. And if the receiver can receive it clearly, then there's no distortion, and therefore everything is perfectly clear. So there's no reason, if it comes from Hashem, there's no reason for a machlokas. That's basically what we're going to see in terms of the Nevi'im.
That's why Gemara says that the Nevi'im gave the same Nevi'im.
Why? Why not? It would be redundant.
That's the reason.
Yeah.
It wasn't
why they said that. The Memra Harishona Shel Chacham Yisrael Matzino Rak Lachar She Nistam Chazon. The only time we find a Memra from a Chacham, from a Talmid Chacham among us, is only after the prophetic visions had ceased. So Shimon HaTzadik is going to be that first one. So he was the first in this approach, this era. We'll see. He's the transition person in this new approach, which was practiced by the Chachomim. That knowledge comes from the Chachomim rather than from the Vua. Ukamoshi is fire, as we will see. Abal Hanaviim lo amru miatzmom kol. They never said anything of their own. They only transmitted what they received directly. Umeha taima machlokes batora nisrav ta rak lachar kamadoros shelimud hachamim. And we only find machlokes sometime generations after the transmission was from Talmidei Chachamim. And only later did you find distortion on the line and blurring of communications and causing machlokas. Ukamar shamur b'gemara. The Gemara in Sotah says, "Misher ravu tamidei shamai v'hillel." As the tamidim of Hillel and Shamai increased, shaloshim shu kol tzarchon, and they had not. This is a sensitive phrase right here. That they had not served their rebbeim as sufficiently, which means that either they hadn't learned thoroughly enough, or they hadn't. Sometimes shimush can mean observing the Rebbe and learning in that respect, but they weren't fully their learning was somehow incomplete, and that of course, is going to cause, as I said, receiver problems, right? Rabu maklokas be Israel. Not everybody, I heard it this way, I heard it that way, right? So, and their understandings are incomplete, and that's why when it filters through their, when this transmission of the Rebbe is filtered through the not quite developed Talmidim, then you have problems. You're going to result in machlokas. And I say Satarah Kishnei Toros, meaning there's the Hillel Torah and the Shammai Torah, in a sense. Okay, and see Tosfos in Chagiga on this subject. De ke she divrei Torah misgalim al yedei datom ha-tivis. This is where it sort of intersects with what we just read. And when divrei Torah are misgal, yes, are revealed by people who, who are filtering it through their intellect, their natural intellect, rather than as opposed to nebuah, right? Shall b'nei adam through human seichel, oz mistaref mora dishmata le'etzem hadivrei Torah. Then the listener, the receiver, is now with his filters, it's now coming out what he learns, the output now is going to be filtered through his own individual seichel. Not necessarily what the Rebbe intended. Kevon, she yotzu hadvarim la'or, when these things come to light, ach rak mitoch chashchos hachomer, they come to light through the darkness of Chomer, okay, which as we said earlier, right, the contrast between Seichel Eloki and Seichel Anushi, right? Human Seichel, Dehai Alma. Avol, Kishesholta, Hasogas HaNebuah, but when there was Nebuah in the world and learning was transmitted through Nebuah, Hare Ad Kama, Shehis Yachasu, Al Yedei, Kinyonei HaTarah, LeMekorah HaOlyon, because the Torah that was conveyed from a higher source, from Shemayim, brought down by Nebuah, b'midazu lo hayo yitachin machlokas. There is no room for machlokas, right? It's a direct transmission, unfiltered, what was it? There used to be a bread company where I grew up. They used to say, untouched by human hands, you know, in that sense, unpolluted by human seichel. Well, the darkenu, yesh litom tam beseder ha-mishnah de Pirkei Avos. And now, we have to, let's try to understand something that we know of from Pirkei Avos. Ditanan, as it says, Shimon ha-tzadik hayom mishiyarei kneses ha-gedolah. He was from the remnants of the anshei kneses ha-gedolah. And this will be an important point. Hu hayo omer al shloshot devarim ha'olam omeid. We all know this. Famous phrases for 200. There are three things upon which the world stands. That's a phrase I use all the time when there's something well known. Al hatorav, al avodav, al gemilus chasodim. What? Yeah. No, every time, I know, when the daf I go through, every time is something that everybody knows, that's what I say. Okay. Okay. Hare Shahu Hamanda Omar Harishan. He actually becomes the very first Manda Omar, the very first person to say something of his own. Shaba Olam Shamar Mitzat Davor Me Atzmo. He said something of his own. Well, Ulid Arkenu, and according to our approach, Hainu Mishum Shahu Omeid Bitchilas Hamahalech Hazeh, because he is the first, he's there at the very beginning of this transition from Nebuah to Seichel of the individual. Shahatorah Misgale Mitoch Pahalche HaSeichel HaAnushi, where now Torah is produced through the abilities of the human Seichel. Even though he was of such stature, remember he was a Kohen Gadol for a long time. He's at the Hanukkah connection. We know that, right? We know that when he was the Kohen Gadol, when Alexander the Great marched in, and Alexander gave him all this respect and homage, right? Because he'd seen him in, he saw this person in a dream, and wherever before he went to battle, and he always won, so he associated him, you know, with respect. And he had the Shekhinah with him. The Shekhinah rested upon him as when he served in the Beis Hamikdash. Belongim neu akohanim milivorech b'shem. In those days, they were still using the Shem HaMeforash when they made their brachos, so which required, you know, a certain level. Nevertheless, mikol makom hayom munach bo hashorash shel hamahalech hachadosh. But nevertheless, there was within him the beginnings of this new approach, the bias sheni that was employed during the bias sheni, the ayin mishnah Torah, and says it going to make a reference to that, where you can find more on that subject. Vihine Esau misofrim usiforim Shimon HaTzadik nikra al shem tzadik. Why was he called Shimon HaTzadik? Okay. Something we take for granted. Kamo Yosef, he gets a similar title, who's called Yosef HaTzadik, right? So why did he earn that title on a parallel, on a par with Yosef? Ula Darkenu, Nirea Habiur Boze. And according to this approach we are taking, it appears that the explanation is as follows. Dehine Legabe Yosef Kasiv Shal, in association with Yosef it says Shalach lifnehem ish le'eved nimkar Yosef. This is a pasuk from Tehillim, and of course, just like in other places we've seen, the wording is needs to be rearranged in order to translate it. He sent before them a man, Yosef, who had been sold as a slave. Okay? She Yosef, who zeh she solal derech lifnei Yisrael begolosam. He paved the way for Bnei Yisrael to go into their Egyptian golos, because he was there first, so he paved the way. Sha'al Yodo nigderu Yisrael mino ervo, and through him, because he was a person who stayed away from Erva, and he and that was the culture of Egypt, and he set it up so that the rest of Bnei Yisrael would also stick with the with their morals and not be assimilated into the Egyptian morality. B'chol Yitzias Mitzrayim b'chlal hoya yitachein rak ayidei sheYosef hishrish bohem techila kochos haYitzia, and the Exodus was possible only because Yosef had rooted within them the abilities to leave. In other words, implanting within them and reinforcing their morals, their beliefs, so that they would eventually be able to go out. What? Do you know what that Rashi Tevis is? Or of Ein Kan. All right, okay. Okay. Ukmo Kain, Shimon HaTzadik, Hu Asolel Derech LiYisrael. Similarly, Shimon HaTzadik paved the way for the Jewish people, B'mahalek HaChadash Shebabriyah, for a new phase in B'sha'ah She'ein Divurei Hashem Ninsoim Od Bigoloi, an era in which, from now on, the word of Hashem would not be expressed begoloi, would not exposed, but it would not be openly stated. Exactly. Vizehu Hashem HaTzadik, and therefore he acquired the title of Tzadik Midas HaYesod, a foundational person, a founding father, sort of. V'al Shem Koach HaHoladah Shehoyo Bohem, and the title is associated with the Koach HaHoladah, the ability to produce a new a new idea, a new approach to things. So just as Yosef was able to do that in his way, in his time, so similarly, Shimon HaTzadik paves the way for this new form of understanding Torah, the new methodology. Uba'od, right. Uba'od Torah saw biyad ha-neviyim. And the Torah had been the property of the Nevi'im. In other words, they were the source. Hayah chazon ha-nevuah nifrotz. And the vision, the prophetic visions had proliferated, were disseminated. Ukamo shamru chazal in the Gemara in Megillah yudalid shahayu kiflayim ki yotzei Mitzrayim. That prophecy itself had proliferated. There were as many prophets out there as the 600,000 who left Mitzrayim. You know, there were these schools for Nevi'im. Obviously, the only ones we know or care about are the ones that had important messages for us for posterity, but others were practicing prophets as well. Masha Enkein, Kishe Yorda Chashecha Le'olam, which was not true once darkness had descended upon the world. Utsrachu Li'etzias Mitzrayim. So they needed their own form of exodus. Since, in other words, Nevuah is gone, that enlightenment was gone, and now instead of enlightenment there is darkness, because that is no longer the mode of communication. So they needed their own exodus, so to speak, a new strategy, a new methodology. Chadosha. Ulekach, ulekolach, vehechi timtza chadosha. And I'm not sure what that phrase means exactly. Shedas b'nei odam tis chaber lehar oras hanavim. So now what you have is a transition phase, because as we'll see, we said earlier, Shimon HaTzadik was from Shiarei Knesset HaGdola, and in that Knesset HaGdola we're going to find there were Nevi'im within that group, right? Malachi, Zechariah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi were in that group. So there was still Nevuah present, and this was the transition period of and Shimon HaTzadik was the primary person involved in this transition. So we're going to see this new approach, and which blends with what was being phased out. That is to say, the Nevuah, Vinimsa, the Shimon HaTzadik hu ha-shalach lifnehem ish. He was the Yosef, as we said earlier. He was the person who would pave the way for that transition to Bayis Sheni. Okay. V'nireh, lehosif od. Furthermore, d'zehu token amamar d'shimon atzadik shomar al shlosho d'varim ha'olam omeid. Now we're going to learn a new interpretation of this. U'v'pashtus, eino muvan, mai osa lashmi inun bozeh. Truth is, on its most simple level, what is he telling us that we don't already know? We don't know that those three pillars, we wouldn't have known without Shimon HaTzadik what those pillars are. No one ever questions that, right? But it's a good question. Vaha, let's see, what is that? I'm not sure what that Rashi Tebus is.
Lava.
All right. Anyway. Okay. Trichim lomod. Why do we lomod ulehakriv korbanos v'lasos chesed? So we know we have to learn Torah, and we know we have to bring korbanos, so that is the avoda part or daven in our case, v'lasos, and to do good. Okay. We know that innately. We know this without having it being a motto on the wall. Uledarkenu. And according to our approach, we can have a grasp of what his statement means. What his, you know, these aren't just statements; these are motto. These are for each one of them when they had a he who hayal mer kind of thing. That was their philosophy of life. We've heard that before, right? Shekilo Shimon HaTzadik. What did he reveal to us? The mikan va'elech, that from now on, derech ha-hasogah ba'elo kuso yisbarach einenu kamo shechayso. That understanding the knowledge the of Hashem is not going to be the way it used to be. Elo shegilui mitzius ha'el yonah to liyob and mekablim de lamata. That from now on the to produce seichel ha'el yonah will now be it'll be from the bottom up, not from the top down. Before it was transmitted from heaven through the Navi to us from the top down. Now it's going to be developed by Talmidei Chachamim from their own thinking. V'ad kama shehem motziim osam l'or mitoch hachoshek, and to the extent that they will be able to produce Torah, enlightenment, out of the darkness, b'midazu chalo ha'or d'lamala. In that way, they will produce. It's a little abstract here. I don't know how exactly to phrase this, but I think the point I made before about Torah and the aura of Torah will be produced from below rather than from above. Although it will be seichel eloki, therefore it's seichel lemala. It'll be. Seichel HaTorah, v'zem mispatei ba'Torah, and this is expressed in the Torah. This is expressed through the actions of Torah u'ba'avodah u'gevilus chasodim, and that's by doing that, then you produce all these things. So that's his interpretation of the statement of Shimon HaTzadik. U'kedichazinan b'Gemara, as we see in the Gemara, gabi mar ukva amud hachesed, that we see this expressed in personalities who personify each of these three things. Because the Gemara tells us Mar Ukva was the personification of Chesed. The Eitzel, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Amud HaAvodah. I think we got a glimpse of that earlier, right? The Eitzel, Bechein Eitzel Balei HaTorah, Demikan v'hola ha'olam omeid kifi ha'erech shehem atzmam migalim. That from now on the standard in the world depends on ke'erech shehem atzmam migalim toch sidrei hateva es mahalchei ha'Torah. That the Torah will now be revealed through individuals through the use of their natural intellect. Umi Pischos habriya nimsarula tachtonim, matechos. Yes, the keys of briya of creation nimsar. Now it's creation of thinking.
Right.
Is given to us human beings. Right. Magilui hazeh cholobolam, and this revelation comes into the world. Ayudei Shimon Hatzadik shesolobolam haheichi timtza. He provides us the means how to do that by virtue of his statement. Torah, Avodah, Kabbalah, Chassidim are the means, the methods by which to reveal the or within the darkness. Right. Okay. Next page. Well, lefizeh yesh lehisponein beseder misiras haTorah, and therefore we need to delve into the system of Mesiras HaTorah. Dehine Shimon HaTzadik hoyo mishirei Knesset HaGedolah. He was one of the last of the Knesset, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Be'etzlo hoyo adayin me'ir hachibur shel beis hamahalchim ha'ela. And both methods were being employed at that time. Because v'talmido, because as we said, there were Nevi'im present and there were Talmidei Chachamim present. So both approaches were operational. V'tamido shekibim imenu haya antignos ish socho, as you recall from Pirkei Avos, right? The next one in the Masorah chain is antignos ish socho, and that was his talmid. V'nimsa shaya antignos harishon lekabel torah b'toras talmid b'mahalach de zikeinecho v'yamrulach. He was the first to receive his Masorah from as a disciple of somebody who was working on who used the newer approach. He was the first Talmud of that new approach, which was developed by Shimon HaTzadik. It says v'dekeinecha v'yamrulach, you'll learn from your elders. That's the model now employed rather than nevuah. Shehare Shimon HaTzadik shelefonav haya adayin shayach ledor hakodem, because he still belonged to the prior generation. V'hoyu etzlo hakochos shel gidlui, and he had the power of revelation of Torah, sheshalta adayin biyomov, that still existed, or actually predominated, in his time. Umimela, Antignas ish tocho hayo harishon limsor hola, he was the first one to transmit further mashe gebel betoras tamid, but that which he learned, which he received in the role of a Talmud. Umashahu kolat mishimon atzadik, and that which he gathered, collected from Shimon atzadik, hayom moster letamidav, then he would in turn transmit this to his disciples. Excuse me. Well, the fidarkenu, and using this approach that we've developed here, lamadnu shemesiras haTorah meRav leTalmid, that the transmission of Torah from Rab to Talmid, pitikufas bias harishon, in the era of the first bias, chaluka biyisoda mimesiras haTorah meRav leTalmid. I'm not sure what that chaluka biyisoda means. How do I call him in?
Divided.
Okay. So he was a combination.
Right. So he wasn't the first one who came, only who learned it by Nivuah. He had Nivuah, and then he had Nivuah.
Well, he was around Nivuah. He learned it from Nivuah, and he contributed his own, right? Sheba Mahalach HaKachamim. To call Och Nivuah Shor Sobolom, because Nivuah still existed in the world at that time. Vadai Shehayo Harav Madrich Tamido. Certainly a Rebbe would direct his Talmud. Bidarchei Kinyanei HaTorah. It's give him the tools to learn and to develop of his own. Achla Acharshi Higia Talmid LeSharei HaTorah. Even after the Talmud reached the gates of Torah, Shelo Hayobo Havanas Rabo Batorah. He still did not have, he didn't have everything that his Rebbe had. Ela She HaTalmid Mitzad Etzmo Hayom Mekabel HaOras HaTorah.
But I'm sorry, it means difference. He's trying to make this kind of, there's a difference in the soda, if you got it from a Rav, from a Talmud, that
he did it on his own, or he
got it from
the
Sora. Right. He's explaining the difference between the Sora before Shimon HaTzadik and how the Talmidim got it before.
Shimon HaTzadik?
And how the Talmidim got it after.
Okay.
There's a Talukah, there's a difference between the Sora, the Sira Satorah, and the Talmud. How they transmitted the
knowledge. Yes. Okay.
It was Nebuah. So right. The Rav was the Madrich.
Okay, Sharei, yeah. Elo Shatamim Mitzad Atzmo Hoya Mekabel Haoras HaTorah. So the Talmud could pick up with his own abilities what he could grasp from his Rebbe, right?
He took over. He became his own knowledge once he acquired. Once he had the understanding what his Rebbe told him. He became the
transmitter.
Yeah, his Torah was
the Rebbe's Torah.
The same Torah. To Sinai, because there was no change; it was just going to go.
At that point, but that's going to change,
right?
Shaharei hatfiso b'Torah, because the grasp of Torah haya al yedei his yachasus el hashpor shel Torah sheyordo lamata, because his acquisition of Torah was associated with the outflow of Torah that came. That came from above to below, the top down, as we said before. Array the bikar hatfisa b'divrei Torah. So the ikar method of grasping divrei Torah lo shana rav lo shana talmid. It was exactly as you said before. It was exactly the Talmud's Torah was exactly what the Rebbe's Torah was. Avol achar shehashem Torah chola al yedei. But once it became dependent on the human seichel and the human ability of the receiver, and to the extent that a person was willing to deprive himself of the gashmi in order to the extent he was willing to sacrifice for Torah knowledge, because one doesn't go with the other. Kane niskale ora milamata. Then when he was able to reach the madrega, then he was able to develop Torah from the bottom level up. Hare hatamud yeshlo havanas rabo. Then the Talmud would acquire the same understanding of Torah as his rav. Shehasagas rabo gufa nisharesh toch hatamid. Because now the Rebbe's Torah was firmly implanted in the Talmud. So lefize masha amru chazal in brachos 58, kishem she'ein partufeim domos kach ein deosehen shavos. Just as no two people are identical, their knowledge is not identical. Remember, we just said before that the Talmud's Torah previously was exactly a replica of the Rebbe's Torah. There was no filtering. There was no variation. Now we see, since it's in the hands of the human intellect, and since no two humans have the same intellect in terms of knowledge or ability, so therefore no two people are even a Rebbe and a Talmud, as close as they are not going to be exactly the same anymore. Hine in Yon Zen Nemra al Toras Hachachomim. That statement is also can be referenced to the Torah of the Talmidei Chachamim. Aval b'neviim lo yitochen, but it does not apply to nevuah. Kevan de Hashem Torah, the label Torah etzlam lo chala al yedei das atzmis klal. It did not depend on the individual at all. Ella she yegi asam rak pa'alah hahisyachsus el hagilui de Sinai bilvat. Their efforts only were expended in, by association with the revelation at Sinai. I'm not sure what that exactly means, but as we said already, that when the transmission was by Nevuah, then there was no ambiguity, there was no distortion. But when it depended on each person's individual's understanding, then it varies according to the individual and his ability and his effort and so on. Vizehu dematsinu b'gemara. I'm not sure. This is an interesting sidebar. B'gemara b'kama dukte. We see it in many places. It says Tana devei Rabbi Yishmael or Tana devei Rab. Well, it didn't say Rabbi Yishmael said. It says the Talmidim of Rabbi Yishmael said. And this is to illustrate the point just made. Shekein lomdu beveis shel Rav, Rabbi Yishmael. They learned in the yeshiva of Rav, in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael. Ki adash Torah misyachsim laoso habayis. Because the Divrei Torah were associated with the yeshiva that they learned in. And then there's a second bracket. And so we find, just I'll tell you what the second bracket says, that we find that there can be a machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Devei Rabbi Yishmael, even though they're Talmidim and they learned in the yeshiva of the master. Nevertheless, we find instances where there are machlokas in between the Talmidim and the Rebbe. They eventually develop their own understanding. So we see already individual differences play a role in this new method of developing Torah and developing Divrei Torah and Seichel Torah. Lefize, bottom paragraph there. Move on. Ma dematzinu ditzadok ubaisos the tzedukim, the leaders of the tzedukim movement. Hoyu haminim harishonim ba'olam, the first heretics, or at least in that movement, right? The Hainu, why? Mishum Shehem Hoyu Tamidei Antignos Ish Socho. Oh, that's an interesting revelation right there, right? Shehaya, the Pulmus, Shel Yavan, who are under the, what does the Pulmus mean? The influence of? Something like that? Of the Greek society. Ubahaskolas, Mesiras, Torah, Chachachomim, Letamidov, and at the beginning of this movement of transmission from Talmud, from Rav to Talmud, let's see, Mimash and Niklat Bidas B'nei Adam. In other words, the idea of what one gathered in terms of Divrei Torah according to one's own human seichel. Shom Chaloha Efsharus de Minus Ukafira. That opened things up to the possibility of heresy, which is an interesting thing. But introduced the human factor before the human factor was pretty much eliminated. So everything was clear. Now we have the human factor, and now we have misunderstandings and misapplications of things, and resulting in kafira. Shehu hasitiya min haderech hayoshara, which is veers off the straight path, deviates from the straight path. Of all b'mahalei haTorah dinaviyim lo yitochen klal. This could not happen in the era of the Nevi'im, when it was clear to one and all openly what was true and what wasn't. Because then you couldn't. It was irrelevant to speak in anything. But everything was straight. Everything was clear, and it didn't require that two people of unequal intellect. It didn't matter if two people were not like each other, because they had the advantage that the source of the Torah knowledge was min hashamayim, through nevuah. Aval kesh kiblu haTorah shenitfases bedas hanushi. It's a hard word. Shenitfases. Okay, thank you. But once Torah was received, through the filter of the human intellect, Shom hechadirah hatumah mi pulmus shel yovon. Then it could be polluted. That seichel could be polluted by the culture of the yovon, the influence of yovon. Bedas haguf nis, and the physically limited seichel asasa eshela did its thing. Okay. The ofan hayichidi lehagia legilui haTorah, and the only method to reach gilui haTorah shal yidei chachmas b'nei adam, that through human seichel hu rak al yidei derech hakinyan de Torah shebaal peh. Only through Torah shebaal peh could you arrive at chachma. Ulu umas masha etzel Hanaviim Nimsara Ma'ala Sinai. And what came about as a result of the Nevi'im and their transmission was basically, it was Sinai, identical to Sinai. Hu im das Torah hare what is that Rashi Tevos? Hare on the third line. Oh yes, that's right. Me'anshei, right. Starting from the end of the era of the Anshei Knesset HaGadola and onward, Darchei Ha'amel V'Hayigia BaTorah. That required the toil and effort in learning Torah. Shel HaMikablim Megalim HaShem Tesina. That becomes that which it can be labeled as Torah Misinai. Only through the human effort, no longer through the nevuah. The shuvei nenu begilui ela behelim. From now on, Torah is no longer openly revealed, but now has to be developed. It's hidden, and it has to be brought out and developed through hard work and effort. V'yiduim divrei hatanchuma. It says in Tanchuma in Parshas Noach, shemakavein leinyon zeh. What? Apparently there's something, I didn't look that up, that there's something there that implies the same conclusion. And we can explain using this approach of ours, ma shemavuar shom, v'zeh lishono b'kitzur. And this is a summary, a paraphrase of what it says. There shalotim tzot harosha bal peh etzel mishem evakesh oneg holam. Something we alluded to earlier. You will not find Torah shebal peh among those who seek the pleasures of this world. Tava v'kovod u'gedula, who seek to fulfill their desires, who seek glory and greatness, b'olam hazeh, ela lemi b'misha mei misatzmo aleh, but someone who sacrifices, who kills themselves in order to acquire Torah. V'kach hi darko shel Torah. Paspa Melech, the famous phrase again, somebody that you have to deprive yourself of some of the pleasures of this world in order to gain the Seichel HaTorah. The fi shelo karas HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'ris im Yisrael ela el HaTorah sheba'al peh. That the covenant between Hashem and Klal Yisrael is sealed only through Torah sheba'al peh. Shenemar ki al pi hadvarim ha'ele, implying Torah sheba'al peh. Korati itcha bris. V'omru chazal, lo kosav hakadosh baruch hu b'torah leman hadvarim, v'lo ba'avur hadvarim, v'lo biglal hadvarim. These expressions were not used. Ela al pi hadvarim. Again, implying Torah sheba al peh. V'zuhi Torah sheba al peh. Shehi kosha lilmod, v'yesh bo atzar gadol. And there, it takes great pains, mishulo lechoshek, because the world is compared to darkness, and you to bring out the light, it takes a great deal of effort. Shneamar ha'am ha'holchim b'choshek, a nation who walks in darkness, ra'u or gadol, saw a great light. Elu ba'alei Talmud, these are the scholars, shera'u or gadol, who saw the great enlightenment, etc. That there is a specific and special bris that was made between Hashem and Klal Yisrael through Torah Shebaal Peh. Ella, ditzarich biur mahu abris hazos. Just what is this bris? Demaschil, what is this? Look. Maschil l'Hashem, the lo nicknes Torah shebal peh ella b'mishem emisatzmo. It requires a great sacrifice. Mesayim, and it concludes. Dixiv. Oh, this is dark. This is understanding the pasuk. Okay. Mesayim and concludes. Dixiv al pi hadvarim ha'ela. So okay. All right, so that's the bris through al pi, through the Torah shebaal peh. Umuvor denischad shor bris miuchedes al darkei kinyana Torah. So there was a new covenant, a special covenant for acquiring Torah. Shehu ayudei chaye tzar bedavka, and it requires self sacrifice. Vehayigia v'hamol v'toldoseha, and that deprivation, that effort, the and its offspring and its byproducts, he the nichrasa aleh bris. That is the nature of the bris. Velo koi al divrei Torah ella al habris. And it doesn't say that about divrei Torah itself, but about the bris itself. That the chola b'ma shemei misatzmo aleha. It's not talking about Torah directly. It's talking about how you acquire it through deprivation. But pashtus. And on the pshat level, Hainu de Isa b'Gemara, the Gemara in Perek Chelek in Sanhedrin says, "Isfuli chasidei korsei brisi, gather for me the chasidim, the those who made the covenant with me. Ale zevach, bring a carbon. Ela Rabbi Akiva b'Talmidav." This is a reference to this pasuk is a reference to Rabbi Akiva and his talmidim shemasru atzmam l'shchita, who submitted themselves to slaughter by learning Torah when in a time of persecution. Bekan lo midubor al bris haTorah. It's not talking about the bris haTorah, ella al bris haMesiras nefesh the Torah, which is a subtle difference. Ubiur haDavor hu k'nirelei de atzmi yusah, the essence of Torah Shebaal Peh, he masha yotzei min hagufim al yedei shevirasa. that what results from a human being, from the physical, by breaking it down, basically. It's, again, a reference to the self-sacrifice we talked about. The ha-hisnagdutnus, the antagonism, ha-ha-ha-ha-lotis, l'chol sarkei haguf, and antagonism to the one's physical needs and desires. The zehu, I'm offended, the zehu ha-cheftza, the Torah zu. This is, you know, there's the gavra and there's the cheftza. This is, the cheftza is the Torah, and the gavra is the one who sacrifices for it. The chidushei ha-Torah shalonu, and the innovations of our Torah heim al yedei shemimisim atzmenu oleha, for sacrificing ourselves for its sake. U'bidiyuk, lefi erech shviras haguf, and specifically, according to how much you sacrifice for it, kach mischadesh Torah. There's an inverse relationship, right? It's not inverse if you think about it. You can make it inverse. The less the physical, the more the seichel and the chokhmah that can be produced. The more the deprivation, the more the Torah that can be produced. Either way you want to express it.
The difference between Immer and Kalbach.
Yeah.
Kalbach says you can have a mixture as long as you know what your priority is.
Yeah.
He says, no, you should be as
right.
As much away.
I think Rav Kalbach is referring to everybody in general. And here, specifically, it's referring to Talmidei Chachamim and their
the
output.
Kaddish, he was also talking about the Kaddish, the Seichel of Torah,
yeah.
Which means that you can have the physical, and as long as you bring down the Kaddish, that has a
power. You can't, we can't live as non-physical beings.
Right.
So, I don't see the contradiction. The inverse ratio is still there. Because that's how everything is revealed. That's the key. That's the bris we spoke of. And therefore the bris, the covenant, was enacted the bris involves not the people, but the approach of those people, the methodology of those people, the lifestyle of those people.
You have to mention one time the word
chanukah. Yeah. Okay. That's a good point. I knew this was going to enter into it, and yet it is a chanukah. So what do you think the answer is? What do you think the answer? The answer is because we've talked before about the struggle, the competition between secular knowledge and Torah knowledge, and the importance of prioritizing Torah knowledge as opposed to what the Greeks thought of, you know, the Greeks' worship of nature and of the physical, and that applies here just as much as it did in the first Maamar, in Rav Kalbach's Maamar. So I think that's the real connection, the recognition of the Seichel HaTorah. The two really, as far as I can see, the two things overlap. The two Maamarim definitely overlap in that area. Okay.